Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My dog is really into sleeping in these days. Like, dude, I'm working. Maybe you could get off the couch and do something with your life.
Had a dream that I took my mom to a Nine Inch Nails concert. No, wait. It was a nightmare.
I tried some French vanilla non-dairy creamer, and I don't know what's in that, but it isn't good.
No. Hot tip, aging is canceled due to lack of interest.
Indeed. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, episode 112.
I know you're trying to make it sound so fabulous, the 112. It's hard to follow up a palindrome episode.
It is. Although 112 was an R&B band.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember them. 112.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can't think of what they sang right this second. but I know it's familiar in some way.
You have a pretty decent long-term memory, Sarah, I have to say.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually number-based.
Yeah. Like, oh, me too. I can still remember like my mom's work phone number, like by heart. I remember my best friend's phone numbers, my phone numbers. By the way, I'm Heather, one of your epic hosts. And
yes.
Epic.
I would be Sarah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're epic
like,
too,
Sarah.
Who
the hell are you people? You're just getting right into it, talking about numbers.
This is the show where we unpack what all the little things mean in life, this crazy life. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, how are you? How have you been since we were all together last? 1 week ago today. I mean, this is a show where you can listen at your leisure. So yep. You might be all caught up. We get emails all the time from folks who say, "Hey, I know I'm a few episodes behind, but you know, I have an anecdote about something that you talked about," and it's always nice because I'm like, "That's cool," because I don't always. Well, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I just can't listen to every episode of all the podcasts that I like, especially like some of them are daily podcasts and I'm also a podcaster. I mean, it's like, you know, there's only so much time, but exactly. I always kind of feel bad because there's certain podcasts where I'm like, I know that's probably a really great episode, but I'm just going to like go to the most current one because, you
Me
know,
too.
So it's nice when someone says, "Hey, I'm going through the back catalog. I'm just going at my own speed."
Exactly, because it's not like super topical. I mean, sure, we talk about what happened recently, but we're not really newsy. So you can kind of go back and be like, "Oh, that was a cool thing they did," or whatever. And it doesn't, or maybe a not so cool
that
thing.
That 4 week ago episode, not your best. Turns out.
Oh, there were some doozies, yeah, in the past. I'm sure you're going to come across some wackier ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't be on all the time.
Life writes itself.
Yes, life does write itself, for sure. But, you know, mostly we just want to have like an hour of fun with you all. You know, this is really a place for you to laugh, to cry, to, you know, whatever emotion you're feeling. And we're all in this together.
We sure are.
Never forget that.
Never forget.
Never.
That we're in this together and you better smile. Oh, gosh. I was talking to a friend over the weekend and we were laughing about that whole thing, you know, about when guys tell women to smile, you know, as they pass them on the sidewalk,
oh,
kind
God,
of thing.
I hate
you should
that.
Smile more.
Yes.
And one of the my most favorite things about wearing a mask, I mean, there aren't that many things I love about wearing a mask, but whatever I'm doing.
Yeah,
it.
Tell us all the favorite
yeah,
things,
Sarah. But it's like, it's just, you know, you don't know if I'm smiling or not. You just don't get those comments anymore.
That's great.
I really don't hear that as much as I used to. And it's probably just because, I don't know. Well, I like to think it's because everybody's
maybe
a little bit
smiling.
More woke and that men know not to say that. But, you know, there's only probably some truth to that. And, you know. I don't know. I'm also not a teenager anymore.
My biggest gripe with the mask is my nose gets so itchy. What is up with that?
I don't know.
Like so around my, I can't stand it.
I feel like
it.
I don't have like a tiny face or anything. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of put together normally human-wise. But my issue with a mask is, and it doesn't matter what kind of mask I have, is like it covers like to the point where it's like, hitting the bottom of my eyes.
Oh,
so I'm like, and that's like, you know, whatever, you just pull it down kind of thing. And, you know, I'm like, okay, the mask is, you know, it's on, but it's always like when I'm at a cash register and I'm looking down and like fumbling through my wallet and I'm like, I can't see, my mask is like over my eyes. And I just, you know, I look around and I'm like, I know you're supposed to have it over your nose, right? I mean, you know, you gotta have it a certain way, but I'm like,
but
no one else's mask seems to be like hitting their eyes. Like, what's wrong with my face? It's weird.
That's really funny. I mean, because I think I have a small face. Uh-huh. Not that that's better than having a bigger face at all. It's all good. But yeah, man, the itching. Oh, God. You know, and whatever. It's a small thing we all have to do. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like it causes any pain. And, you know, it's a fashion statement. If you really want to lean into it, it's just an accessory and you just got to
do it.
People.
Yeah. I mean, depending on where you live, you know, the rules are different. And,
sure.
And
sure. Exactly.
And I mean, you should probably have a mask in your pocket, not too far away from you at all times, it's masks indoors around here. And it was funny. I actually went to dinner last night and I hadn't been to a restaurant. Well, I guess I had been to a restaurant, but it was just only outdoor stuff. I hadn't been to like a dinner, you know, in a restaurant that was indoors since our mask mandate for indoors came back, at least where I live in this part of California. And a friend of mine had made a reservation and I met her. Oh, by the way, you know her. It's Hallie Smith. Hi, Hallie.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I had dinner with her last
Hallie.
Night.
Does she listen to
Heather
the show?
I,
oh, that's awesome.
She has listened to the show. If you're listening to this episode, Hallie, we had such a nice time.
Oh, that's so cool. How's she doing?
She's doing really well. This is somebody that Heather and I used to work with at Tech TV way back in the day.
Yeah,
and in fact, some of you listening also worked with us. So, you know, it was really fun. She's Hallie Furstenberg now. But yeah, we were really tight. So long ago. She lives in Cleveland now and I've never been to visit her and she hasn't been out here in a long time. So it had been a really long time since we saw each other.
How cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so we met for dinner and I know the restaurant. I've had been there in the past and it's kind of a small little place. So I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. You know, I'm just going to follow everybody's lead. I mean, if the restaurant's open, you know, we'll see how it goes. It had, like a lot of other restaurants, it had done some extensive, like, outdoor patio kind of, you know, parklet sort of stuff. So we actually sat outside. It was nice. But the whole, you know, because now it's sort of back to the whole thing where it's like, you got to go in a certain door and you have people that are, they're definitely manning the, you know, the entries and exits and they want traffic to flow a certain way so they can kind of keep track of everybody. You know, it's like never been easier to find a restroom, you know, like you just like look at a, you know, one of the people working there and they're like, restroom this way, like stay away from us.
Totally.
Keep your mask on. But, so you go in and you check in and they were, you know, masks. And I was a little bit early for the reservation and they were like, oh yeah, you know, you're the first one here, but you're welcome to get a drink at the bar, you know, while you're waiting. And I'm kind of like, okay. I mean, the bar is right there. And it's, you know, it's like a, you know, where you kind of sidle up to the to the bar. It's kind of an old-fashioned bar, and it's full of people, mm-hmm. and nobody's mm-hmm. wearing masks because they're, like, drinking. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Okay, I guess I could sit at the bar. It seems weird. Like, okay. Like, it just, the whole thing was just, it felt a little strange. Then once mm-hmm. my friends got there and we sat outside, it was just like, and then we're kind of just putting our masks on when a server was coming up to the table type thing, which is easy enough to do.
Which is fine.
But it was a little confusing to me how the whole thing was working, where it's like, so you wear a mask in the common areas, and then once you're kind mm-hmm. of seated, you can relax a bit. But this was, the bar area was sort of hopping, and no one's eating. I mean, sure, you're like drinking mm-hmm. a beverage of some kind, but it felt mm-hmm. like a strange place to have me like hang out and wait. Now, back in the day, I would have been mm-hmm. like, great, I'll get a glass of wine or water or whatever, you know, talk to a stranger for a couple of minutes. And yeah, I didn't quite know what to do with myself, but you know, it all worked out and dinner was nice.
You know, I was going to ask you, or all y'all out there, I'm just like so curious to see, you wake up every day and you look at the news and there's some new information out there. It's changing pretty much daily. And I'm supposed to go to Los Angeles in a couple weeks, but I'm kind of hesitating to book a hotel and a flight because what if like the night before your flight, you know, it's like severe lockdown. It's like, I have like anxiety about booking a trip right now because a lot could change this month, yeah. you know, in terms of restrictions. So I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do, especially something kind of less populated. I wouldn't be so worried, but this is, you know, a big city and they have a lot of new cases down there. Yeah. So I don't really know what to do. It's a tough call.
Yeah, I had a situation last week where I was potentially going to get a gig, like a work gig that was just something that had more or less fallen into my lap, but it was very last minute because somebody else had dropped out, and it was in Las Vegas. And you know, normally I'd be like, ooh, last minute trip. Okay, there's like so many things I have to do. It's not just like about getting myself to the airport, but it's like boarding my dog, making sure my cat is mm-hmm. fed. Like, what about the Airbnb people? What if something happened? You know, all of that stuff is just
too much work.
Oh crap, you know, and I have to like figure all this out in 48 hours. Like, it can be done, but like no fun. And also, anybody who has done any work in Vegas knows that's not a fun Vegas. Working in Vegas mm-hmm. is not fun because it's like hard to get around. No. You know, you got gear. It's just, you know,
it's super hot right now.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I would be either sleeping in a hotel or working in a conference center somewhere kind of thing. Anyway, it didn't end up happening.
It's not glamorous.
I couldn't get it together. But while I was thinking about all this stuff, it was like, yeah. And on top of all this stuff that I would have to do on my end, it's like, yeah, Vegas and COVID. And I have this weird, my fear, and it doesn't really matter where I'm going, because it's the mm-hmm. same fear for any destination, is I'll get stuck there. There won't be a way for me to get home once I'm there.
Yep.
And that, like, I mean, that will ground me for some time, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just can't. It's like it ruins any kind of fun of a vacation that I might have where I'm.
Well, I think that's part of my anxiety, actually, because I've heard so many stories lately. Like, I had a friend that just came back from Mexico. Both of their flights were canceled. Like, it was just total chaos. And then I had a friend come from France who, you know, one's American, one's French, and they had major trouble getting through customs, like into the United States, like really weird situation. It's like, it's just, I don't know. Things seem a little more tense. Let's just say
I know this is, you know, I don't know this person particularly well, but I know somebody who got COVID. Well, I don't know if they got COVID in Mexico City, but they were in Mexico City when they were diagnosed with COVID, and they're American mm-hmm. and they're still there, you know, because it's like, it was like a situation where like hospitalization was required. And that's just, that's mm-hmm. where I go like, oh yeah, no. I mean, if you're very sick, you just want to go to a hospital and hope that they take care of you no matter where you are. But there's like a comfort of home thing that means a lot to me these days.
Me too, Sarah. So, yeah. It's funny.
I know. We sound like broken records. It's like thinking out loud, say it into existence. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
But I know we'd love to hear your guys' thoughts, because I'm sure these types of things are running through your heads, and we'd love to hear from you. Hi, havesuchagoodday.com.
Yes,
warm
indeed.
Heart, sad black hearts. No, really, we're not sad. We're happy.
Oh, I have a cold black heart,
people.
Heather. Don't oh. you don't you get it twisted?
Okay.
So last week, I know I left some of you hanging with my story about finding Otis's sister, and tracking down the man with the information. And so if you're like, what? I don't even know that story. Listen to last week's episode. But if you didn't, or you're not going to, I'll just a really quick recap. So I used Embark DNA test on my dog. And, part of it is like the social network aspect where they want to like connect you with other people who have dogs that have similar DNA. Like, I don't know, you can like get friendly with the person down the road who also has a boxer type thing. And well, down the road, like on the internet. And so he had gotten a match some time ago, months ago. And it was, the DNA was so close that Embark, this dog DNA, you know, system is like, this is either his sibling or his parent, because it's just, it's too close otherwise, which is crazy, right? I mean, in all the world, right? Embark, people use Embark all over the world. It just so happens to, this dog is in LA, and he came from LA, that's where I got him. And, you know, so, but there was no photo. Yeah, it was like just uploaded and kind of just there. And so I messaged the person who, you know, whose account it was, and said, oh my God, you know, this is so crazy. You know, this really nice note, probably a little over the top. And I didn't hear from him for months. Finally, I hear from him, and he says, hey, she was our foster. We don't have her anymore. She was adopted by another family, and I don't even know who they are. But you can talk to this, I don't remember what it was called, like Save a Pit or Pity Nation or something cute, like basically a pit bull rescue organization that's LA based, which is like, I mean, Otis isn't a pit bull, but it's like bully breed kind of dogs. A lot of those sort of the coolest ones, obviously. And you talk to them, and I was sort of like, that's so great. Yes, I will do that. But do you have any photos? And he was like, yeah, I have to get back to you on that. Like, I could tell that he was like not maybe super comfortable with like the messaging system that we were in, which is like inside Embark itself. So he says, hey, I'm having a hard time using this. Can you email me? Gives me his email. But because I am world's best internet detective and I already know his name, I was like, I kind of feel like he like left a letter off of his email, unless his email is just sort of it's just like a strange spelling, or I don't know, maybe like someone else took the email address that he wanted kind of thing. So I wrote him back and I was like, hey, I just want to make sure that this is the right email address. You know, just let's just like triple check. And
yeah.
So he didn't respond to me. At this point, he's like, you're crazy. And so I email him, sure enough, bounce back, because this is not the right email. So I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to start guessing what I think his email is, because it's probably kind of pretty close to this. And he just, you know, typed it wrong or something. Finally, I don't get a bounce back anymore. You know, I write a couple people. So like, I don't know, there might be a couple other people out there who got my email who are just like, I don't know what she's talking about. But he got it also. So he writes me back and he sends me he sent me a photo and a video of Otis's sister, who, you know, he had obviously taken the photo and the video at the time that she was being fostered. And I got a little bit more information why the Embark thing was so sort of like, her information was there, but there wasn't much more to it. Like there wasn't really a bio. There wasn't, you know, that he hadn't put in any photos up on the system itself, is because especially with rescue organizations, it's more and more popular these days to get dogs DNA tested so that if there are breed restriction issues down the road, like with landlords or certain cities even just like have like restricted breeds in general, then they can like prove that, you know, no, my dog isn't the kind of dog you think it is. It's this kind of dog. Or it is a breed restricted dog and now you know also kind of thing. So so that's what he was doing. He was like Good Samaritan stuff. So he sends me a photo, and it was really funny because, so Otis is, and if anybody doesn't follow him on Instagram, it's Otis Redding Lane. He's really prolific on Instagram. He's a fun follow. But you can see him. He's mostly white. He has spots all over his body, very cheetah-like, which is really common. But he has brown pigment spots. Like, he's got one brown ear, one brown eye. He's got a big brown spot on his butt and a couple other spots, but mostly white. So the sister is like the opposite, where she's almost all brown, with like brown face, even like a her muzzle's, you know, almost black. But she's got these funny like white pigment spots on her feet. It's like the inverse of him. But they don't look that much alike. I mean, you can have a litter of puppies and, you know, one puppy doesn't look like the next puppy. That's fine. I didn't expect them to look identical, but it was like looking at her, I was like, yeah, I can totally see it. But she's so much more boxer looking than he is. And he's pretty boxer looking, but she is really boxer looking, you know, kind of that, you kind of got that underbite like face going on, but same body. And the video was just like of her like roughhousing with some other dog. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. So at this point I have to decide whether or not I'm happy with this and I can go on with my life, or if I want to like contact the people who have adopted her and like
meet IRL,
and like, or just like, I don't know, just, it's like they could either be like, cool, you exist, no one cares, or they could be like, that's really cool, we'd, you know, like to exchange more photos and like you can follow our dog on Instagram. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it could go either way. So that's the update over here.
It's pretty in my exciting world.
Oh yeah, Heather, I mean what's more exciting than this, except my Dracaena plant that I had pruned quite heavily a couple of months ago sprouting.
Neat.
I know.
I don't know, I would say like clean sheets are pretty exciting.
I'm washing them right now as we speak, cleaning my sheets once a week. Gotta do it. The getting in the bed, making my bed, is not my favorite thing. I really hate making it. Like making it from scratch, you know, when you've actually washed your sheets and stripped it and everything. But it's not that hard. And just getting in that clean bed afterwards.
Oh, it is heaven. Yes. I mean, there's not many things that are better than that. But putting on a duvet cover is kind of the worst.
You know, I have a white duvet cover. It's like cream colored, but, you know. And because of that, it's like, you're just going to see dust, and Lucy the cat sleeps on it all day. So it's like, there's just going to be cat hair, you know? So I wash it pretty frequently, and I've gotten pretty good at it. Also, doing the duvet is not my favorite thing, but it's like, it used to feel like, you know, I'd be like, the corner is all wrong again. where are the buttons? You know? And now I'm like, I'm pretty good at this. Just got to lean into it.
You do have to lean into it. Yeah, I'm out of practice.
But what about you? Did you have a standout day?
I did. Oh, I had a kind of a standout long weekend. I had one of my best friends come up from Los Angeles. Her name is Abby. We went to college together, and she has a little boy named Leo, and he's 6, and we're really tight. And I'm happy to be an auntie for life. And it was great. It was great. Very exhausting, but great. You know, it's kind of like what we talk about, Sarah, is, you know, it's always so special when you're with them, but then it's like nice to kind of have some adult time when they leave. You know, I have like actual relationships with these kids. You know, this kid in particular has a long history with me and my boyfriend, and he looks forward to coming up here. And, you know, this is their second year, you know, visiting, and we visit them in LA, and it was just great. It was, you know, we hiked, we ate, we drank mimosas, and we laughed out loud and rolled on the ground, and, you know, with kids, a kid type of weekend. I actually got him to help me with some stuff, which was really nice. I taught him how to water the yard, because again,
I
need help.
Put him to work. Yeah.
I put him to work. He was funny. I just, like, you tell kids, you know, you give them directions and then they don't listen. It goes in one ear and out the other, and you have to say it like 5 times. And I'm like, don't spray the actual petals of the flower, just spray toward the soil, you know? And then he just does the opposite. And I tell him again, he does the opposite. And then he starts spraying me, and it turns into a water fight, and he's having the grandest time getting me wet. And then I try to get him wet, and it's a different story. Anyway, it was very fun. We talked a lot about monsters and garden gnomes and pick cherries and plums and tomatoes and peaches and blackberries. There's so many things right now that are growing in our yard. And I think it was really fun for him, you know, to see all these things that you could just like, you know, clip off a vine, you know, because they live in Los Angeles. So there's not a lot of that. But yeah, we went to the beach and had piggybacks and it was good, wholesome fun. It really was. I, and it's funny too, because I was a little nervous about not getting a lot of work done, but I was able to do stuff like in the early morning. And so by the time we actually left for the day, I had done at least something like to get off my plate. But it was very busy. You know, when you host, it's a whole lot of energy and, you know, you kind of have to plan the day and you're driving and, you know, you want to make sure they're having a good time kind of thing. And, but it was kind of a little mini break for me. I was surprised. I thought it would be a little bit more, stressful, I guess, only because, you know, hosting can be stressful because you're managing, you know, the agenda and that kind of thing. But it really was nice for me. I felt like I actually was in the moment and relaxed, and it felt like I was on vacation for, you know, at least a few hours here and there. But yeah, and then every morning it's like, I don't know, I have certain times of the month, I guess, where I wake up just tired, you know, and it's like I slept enough, but my eyes are tired. Like I'm not, my body isn't tired.
It's funny, you saying that made me yawn.
Sorry about
no, it's
that.
Just like, I know the feeling.
It's infectious.
I really do.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's like, I don't always feel that way. And part of it probably is I drank more wine in the evenings. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Like maybe, you know, it's summertime. I have really bad allergies. So I think I'm a little groggier, you know, in the morning. But, you know, it's this interesting feeling I've had. And I really want to ask you guys if you have any insight on this. You, Sarah, and our listeners out there, you know, sure, like there's all the memes about Mondays and, you know, how hard it can be to start the week. And, you know, I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I have actually like a pretty amazing schedule. You know, I'm a business owner, like I work for myself kind of thing. So I make my own schedule. You know, I can kind of kick off at 4 o'clock and go for a hike, or, you know, I have a nice kind of chill schedule. I mean, obviously I have stress with the work and I have important things I have to do and it can be stressful, but I really think that this is kind of tied in with the pandemic and how life kind of changed pretty dramatically the last, you know, almost 2 years. And, you know, I wake up, especially like top of the week, like a Monday morning, sometimes even like a Tuesday, depending on what's going on Monday, but I just get this vague, you know, feeling of not, I don't know if it's dread, I don't know if it's part of that fatigue thing, or maybe it's just existential kind
of
thing. But like, I feel like, is the sky going to fall today? You know, is it pandemic related? You know, and this kind of feels new to me. I mean, not that I never had a case of the Mondays before that, but I do feel like there's something different going on. Mm-hmm. That like, maybe because we're in a 24-hour news cycle and you hear about tsunamis across the world that might, you know, come your way, or like, you know, just there's a lot of disasters happening all the time. And so maybe that's part of it is,
well, yeah, I mean, it's,
you know, what's going to happen today?
The world is really scary. I mean, it's the world has always been scary, but I feel like there's a lot more, you know, people's anxiety and stress and depression is like off the charts right now. Not everybody, but that's seems to be pretty well documented, at least, you know, in the stuff that I read and the people that I talk to. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean for sure. I used to have what I used to call Sunday the day of dread. And
yeah.
I remember a boyfriend at the time was just like, you're just like ruining your Sunday by feeling this way, though. You know, it's like still the weekend. And I'm like, no, but it's closing. The window is closing. Yeah. And I didn't even hate my job. Like, it wasn't like, oh, now and on Monday, like everything goes to hell. It was just a weird thing I had where it's like loss of control, where I'm like, yeah, you know, I got control. And then it's like, no, now I have to. There's all those things. There's all those things looming that have to be done, and I will do them.
Exactly.
But I'm just looking at them right now. It's almost like you might as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes I was like, I might as well just work on Sunday, you know? Like, and listen, I know
just
lots
to make
of people
yourself feel better.
Lots of people don't have regular work weeks, and so you work. I mean, I work all weekend often, but you know, there's some 9-to-5-ness in some of the stuff that I do, like when I work on Daily Tech News Show, we're a live show in the afternoon. So it's like, you know, work starts in the morning and, you know, it ends after the show. But But I know what you mean. I think it's a combination of lots of stuff. I do know that when I don't sleep well, I mean, my outlook on life, not just sort of like, oh, I'm dragging, I need more coffee, but like, I sometimes have like, you know, I'm pretty down, you know, mentally.
Yeah,
that day is like, I can snap out of it most of the time. And sometimes I'm like, God, what does it all mean? I don't even want to be here.
It's an existential thing, I think. Yeah.
And then, you know,
yeah, like, why am I
helps.
Climbing this mountain?
Yeah.
You know, it actually reminds me of like that whole myth of Sisyphus. You know, it's like such a great sort of, I guess, metaphor. Like, you roll up this huge boulder up a mountain, and then you're like, ooh, achievement, I rolled it up there, but then it falls back down, only for you to roll it back up again. And that's kind of life. And yeah, like, I like my job. Like, I definitely have a good life. And, you know, it's just sort of the unknown, I think. I think it's that, like, the ambiguousness of what is going to be tomorrow is the potential for it. It's the nebulousness, I think, that gives me anxiety, which is so screwed up, because that could be like totally joyous something. Doesn't have to be like the sky is falling. Anyway, email us if you have thoughts on this. Obviously, this is a big subject to unpack, and we will, I am sure, talk about it in a future episode. You can either look forward to that or fast forward, whatever you prefer.
Yeah. Our email address is hi@havesuchagoodday.com, by the way. Write us. We love getting
early and often
mail.
We do.
Heather, I wanted to talk about the wonderful world of online merchants.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm intrigued.
Can't think of anything more exciting, can you?
I can't.
So, just got a couple funny things that happened this week. So I am a property manager for an Airbnb, you know, property rental place. And because of that, there's all sorts of stuff that has to be ordered. And there are certain things, for example, you know, in the Amazon system, you know, you can do like subscribe and save type stuff, or something's, you know, comes on a schedule. And I do that for some personal items of mine, you know, like toothpaste and like face soap, just stuff where I'm like, I know I'm going to go through it, you know, and go through it about the same amount of time. And I kind of have tried to do that with the rental property, but it just really depends on how many people are in there. Sometimes people use a lot of toilet paper. Sometimes they ask for more paper towels. And I'm like, how many paper towels? Like, what? Did you spill something? You know, it's really hard to know. Hand soap, obviously, people go through it more than ever, right? Because everybody's washing their hands, which is a good thing. And there's, you know, dish soap, Nespresso pods. There's a Keurig machine in one of the kitchens. So there's those pods, and those are different pods. And the list goes on. Garbage bags. I mean, the list really goes on. And so, and all of that stuff is like, yeah, I could order it on a schedule, but I've tried to do that. And it started to get like a little bit like, wow, I have like way too much laundry detergent right now. And then it'll sort of dip. So I'm like, you know, I just got to eyeball it and order when I need to. And try to get it to the point where like everything is almost getting down at the same time, so that I can do just one order at once. Because I have, you know, boohooed about this so many times already, but the property where I am is up a hill, and if you have a bunch of Amazon boxes, sometimes the Amazon truck will bring them up, sometimes it won't. It's just like, you just don't know. It's not actually an Amazon truck, it's UPS or whatever. They have instructions to, you know, open my gate code and come up, and that does happen a lot of the time, but not every time. And so when it's like you're getting like a box down at the bottom of the driveway, like every few days, I mean, it's just maddening, right? Because I'm just like constantly looking out for boxes and constantly pulling boxes up the hill, and like with a little like dolly and everything. And so it's like, just do it all at once. It'll still suck. I mean, there's still going to be the same amount of huge boxes, but at least I can just be like, okay, this is what I'm doing for half an hour, you know, breaking down boxes, the whole thing. So I had one of those big orders this last week, or it was when it all arrived. And this is stuff where it's like, you know, these days, you know, I will get toilet paper from whoever has Quilted Northern. You know, it's like, I don't care if it's the official company or some like third party seller somewhere. It's like, just send me the toilet paper, you know? And, you know, I just don't look at stuff that closely. And there's, because of that, there's just like, they don't all arrive at the same time. And sometimes it can be kind of like, oh, your package is delayed and you don't know why. And such is the life of a property manager. Think about this, everybody, before you jump into this lifestyle. Heather, I know you know how it is. And so I got my big order, and I had the boxes like way over on the side of the house, because like the breaking down of these boxes is, it'll fill up a whole recycling bin, and there were guests there, and I'm like, it's just messy. So I'm just gonna like do this all when they leave, you know, when I'm in one of my in-between days, which I did. And you know, I'm looking at everything and I'm like, okay, well, this is a shit ton of stuff, but like something feels off. What am I missing? And I realized it was a toilet paper. And weirdly, like right at the same time, I get this email from this like rando Amazon seller, which is very unusual. Usually like you'll get a note from Amazon if something's delayed, but it's like all coming through Amazon. You don't really know that much about the seller. And
yeah.
It's like this note that's like kind of broken English about how the toilet paper's gone missing and, you know, they're going to look for the toilet paper, you know, and I kind of just like read this email like on my phone, and I'm like, I don't know, I'll get back to that later. I don't know, whatever, something's going on with the toilet paper, you know. And then later on, I had kind of forgotten about it, and then, but we actually like do need toilet paper. So later on, I come back to it, and it's like, yeah, it's this email, and then there's another updated email that I had gotten since the last time I looked, and it's that the toilet paper has gone missing, and they're gonna send me more toilet paper. And then I got another email after that that they have canceled my toilet paper order. And this all happened like in a day, where I'm like, what? Oh my God, okay, I don't even know. And so I went down to the store to buy toilet paper, because I'm like, yeah, let's just get through the next week. I don't want me to have to go get toilet paper because they have run out, right?
Yeah.
Just do it beforehand, right? So we don't have to have that conversation. So when I'm there, I go to the store, and this is like a store that's like somewhat close to me, but it's not like a huge grocery store. And I had never bought toilet paper there before. Like I don't know. I don't even really go in this store. It's like a liquor store, really. And they have some household items. And I, you know, pick up the toilet paper, and it's like actually like a pretty big, you know, it's not just like the four rolls. It's like 12. You know, it's like a pretty big one, where I'm like, that's better.
Score.
And I look at it, and it's Kirkland, which is Costco's brand. And I'm like, yeah, I wonder what's up with that. So I asked the guy behind the counter. I'm like, this Costco, isn't it? And he goes, yeah, we buy all our stuff from Costco. And I was like, what? What does that mean? And he goes, that's where we get all of our things in the store.
What does that mean?
And I was like, really? Costco is selling you items, and then what, you mark them up a little bit and now you have a store? And he's like, well, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like not 100% of the stuff in there comes from Costco, but he started to point out stuff to me. It's like they have like a little like deli, you know, like a, you know, where like milk is, like a cooler. And I never go in there. I don't look at anything. It's like salamis in there and just like weird stuff that I would just never buy. And I'm like, oh my God, there's all this Kirkland stuff in here.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really
interesting. There's something wrong with that. I don't know.
I don't know.
That would weird me
out,
too.
I'm sure someone out there is listening, maybe many of you, and they're like, everyone knows this. Kirkland stuff is everywhere. I guess I just wasn't buying Kirkland stuff at smaller little, you know, corner stores enough to realize that Costco has this business with like, I mean, I don't know if it's like Costco overflow and so they get a good deal, but, and you do, I always assume that if I buy, you know, a box of cookies, you know, at the mini mart, it might be a little bit more expensive than if I go to, you know, to a grocery store where there's just like more volume in general.
Sure.
But yeah, it was an interesting conversation. And it was kind of funny because I was so interested in this, and he probably doesn't talk to people much about this, you know, he's just running a store. And so he was kind of like, yeah, let me show you some other things that come from Costco, you know, that you might just have not realized. And so we're like,
yeah, you're like, give me a tour.
We're kind of walking around. I mean, it's a tiny store, there's not much to it, but it was very eye-opening. And I still don't know what happened with the missing toilet paper from the Amazon merchant, but we're in good shape for another week or so.
You know, Sarah, I think you're going to get to the bottom of it, because you're continuing to flex your sleuthing abilities, and I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You know, I have that same thing. Like, there's something about, Yeah, you're like, why did I even care about all this like Costco products? But if there's something like, it's like detective work. There's something just satisfying about like getting to the bottom of something, even if it's so random and insignificant.
Yeah.
There's a good feeling
right.
behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with the information that I've received, but I'm like, yeah, I just know.
I'll talk
I
about just, it on my
I
show.
A little bit more about how things are working behind the scenes, everybody. Getting smarter every day.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. Well, you know, it's funny. Okay, I know you're going to have a very strong opinion about this, Sarah, because I know you very well.
What if I just don't? What if I'm like, I have no opinion? Yeah.
You're like, nothing to say. Nope.
But yes, go ahead.
You just like, go silent.
Yeah, like, I hate this. You're like, I hate the idea of having an opinion about your stupid story.
You just totally leave me hanging and just go silent.
But no, go ahead.
Good thing we're not a live show. But yeah, so, you know, there's so much to unpack with communication, and especially these days. I mean, remember the days, I mean, at least we do, Sarah, when, you know, we got our first cell phone and you had to use like shift button and stuff to actually text message somebody back in the day. But now, you know, texting is totally ubiquitous, and there's all these new, well, they're not even really new, honestly, the whole reaction etiquette stuff. So, you know, on text message, this is definitely like a Apple UI thing. You know, you hold down a text and you can respond with what, like five things: thumbs up, thumbs down, ha ha, two exclamation points, and a question mark. I think I covered it.
I think there's a heart in there.
Oh, the heart. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Heart. Of course. How could I forget the heart? But you know, you can do it in Instagram too. And the reason why I bring this up is because I'm a pretty early adopter of things. Like, I love technology. I've worked in technology for a long time. And so I'm usually on top of the latest thing. Maybe not as much as you, Sarah, but I would like to think that I'm, you know, savvy on some level. But I never understood how, you know, not everybody has this, but in Instagram, in the direct messaging section, you can have those kind of emoji tap back reactions on there too, but it's slightly different. You can actually choose any emoji from the emoji library to react to somebody's note that they send you in direct message. And this one friend of mine has those. And I was like, you know, several times I tried to figure out how to add that feature, and I couldn't figure it out. Like, I didn't Google it or anything. I was just like, how do you do that? Like, I kept holding the thing. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why does mine not have that? It was driving me crazy, because all you can do is heart it. You double tap for a heart, and that's like your only option previously, you know, before this was implemented. Anyway, so I'm new to the Instagram DM tap back party. I'm definitely late to the party here, because I finally figured out how to do it, and now I'm able to express myself via any emoji that I would like. And I think about this a lot, because I know you, Sarah, have a lot of group texts. You have group Slacks, and Slack also implements something similar. And I just think it's such an interesting thing to talk about, because everybody has their opinions. Like, some people think it's just the most horrible thing and that Apple should just like cancel it.
Who thinks that?
And other people, I don't know, just sort of gleaning from the internet. Uh-huh. You know, some people think it's like passive aggressive and like, you know, okay, so let me take a step back. With my chat group, it's constantly going. I mean, it's like it's like a runaway train, and it'll go from one subject. It'll maybe for a day, it'll be one big conversation about this one thing, or it'll just pop around to all kinds of things, photographs. I mean, it's just like anything goes in this chat, and there's like 12 women in it. So you can imagine, right? And I'm not really like me and actually my friend Abby, who is here this weekend, we're both in this chat, but then there's all these other girls in there. And some of them are writers, and some of them, they work from home and they're on the computer a lot and that kind of thing. And it's like constant story writing, long form, you know, like, and reactions and responses to everything in long form. And to me, some may say that the tap back reaction thing is kind of a lazy cop out, but to me, it's immensely important, because I want people to know that I'm listening and I'm reading, but I can't always respond long form. And so it sort of helps me to be part of the conversation. But I'm just sort of curious. I know you don't use those tap backs. I don't see you using a lot of emojis in general. Occasionally you'll kind of drop
Ooh,
one.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, because I'm like, yeah, I do. I mean, you and I, we don't text that often. So maybe that's why No. you don't think I use them.
Well, okay, so maybe you use emojis, but do you use the tap back stuff like on Slack Yeah. and on and messaging?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
All
do.
All the time.
All right, so, okay, well, that's good. See, do you, some people, at least my friends, so I sort of fielded some answers from some of my friends, and they agreed with me that, like, sometimes the double exclamation point can be slightly confusing because it's supposed to be for emphasis, Yeah. right? But it's also kind of shock, like surprise, or like not sure what I think kind of thing.
Right.
It's an interesting thing to ask people about because some people think it's downright rude. You know, I kind of went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I don't know if you ever read comments on like a story on New York Times or whatever, but like people just arguing about, no, this is the worst thing ever, or no, this is the best thing ever. And it's just like, you know, 246 comments about this one thing. And it's hilarious. It's so amusing. Well, I'd be really curious about how you guys feel about this. Maybe it's people who are less at ease with verbal communications, possibly. Maybe they're ruining society. I would like to know what you guys think. Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Well, I feel like there's lots of things ruining society more than this. But I understand
of
that
course.
People have, you know, communication styles. We have so many options these days, and I embrace some of them. Others, not as much. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The you know, the tap back. I think iMessage is the only. Well, I guess it's messages now is the only one that officially calls it a tap back. But I think everybody yeah. knows what you're talking about. You know that yeah, the emoji yeah. reaction kind of thing instead of actually saying something. The only time this has mm-hmm. ever bothered me, and I've just let it go at this point because I just get so many emoji reactions. It's like whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that used to bug me is I would get a notification, right? Oh, someone's mm-hmm. replied, but there's no reply.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like, you yeah. know, unlocking my phone and going to like see what they said. And there was just a heart kind of thing. And that mm-hmm. it doesn't bother, like the fact that they are like, oh, you know, heart or exclamation point, whatever. It's like, that doesn't bother me. I mean, they're responding to me, which is fine, but there just sort of wasn't more to it. And I almost yeah. kind of like stopped what I was doing to like, read whatever was written, and there just isn't anything written. But I don't know. Yeah. I got over it. It's just what it is. We're all
well,
busy.
You know, and also, maybe it should be a different alert sound because you're right. It'll ping
yeah.
you like
yeah.
you got a new text message, but maybe it should be like a different sound or something.
Yeah.
Because it is, yeah, it's not quite a response.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's like a half response. Even during the show just now, because I'm looking at my computer, but I've got messages, you know, as little notifications that slide in. And I can mm-hmm. see people reacting to stuff, like text,
yep.
Just threads I have with various people. And it's like, I could just out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, okay, they didn't say anything just now. They just hearted whatever I said. I don't even remember what I said last, but it's just a heart. Doesn't need to be looked at right this second kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're lucky you don't have an Android because my boyfriend has an Android and it's like, it writes it all out like every single time. It's like, you know.
Oh,
so and so hearted. Blah 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 blah.
There's
blah,
good
blah.
News for that. Well, there's potential.
Is it going to be integrated?
Potentially good news.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's something called RCS that's like an alternative to SMS. And mm-hmm. if Apple ends up adopting this particular protocol, it could be the end mm-hmm. of what you're describing because that is actually an issue that, you know, Apple and Android devices
a lot
have
of people.
With each other. So
yeah, totally. Okay, cool. Well, keep us posted.
I will. I definitely will. I mean, look at me. A wealth of information.
You
a
are.
Breadth. Never know how to say that.
Breadth. Why did they add the D in there? Well, I guess then it would be breath. Yeah, that's so strange.
It's something where when I read it, I'm like, I get it, but I never feel comfortable saying it.
Breadth.
So
yeah, that's very weird.
If you have a weird word that's been on your mind, do send it to us. A friend of mine the other day was like, you know where you just get like you're just like, how is this a word? You know, you just get sort of fixated yeah. on how a word is weird. And for him, it was yeah. the word buoy.
Oh, yeah. No,
it
that
is a weird
one,
word.
I've gotten stuck
he
on
was
that
just
one.
Like, it's so weird. I don't know why we're...
It's kind of
I
hard to
think
say,
we were
too.
Talking
like,
about
buoy.
Buoy. I don't know. It just came up. And
it's a weird one.
It's a weird one. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com is where to send us emails. We also got a new patron, and that patron's name is Shannon Jackson.
Awesome, a woman.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Shannon could be a man.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Jackson.
Right. That's true.
They, them. Who knows?
Who knows? We don't really care what kind of anything you are. We're just glad you're here.
Yeah. I mean, I care in the sense that, you know, you're alive and you're with us.
Of course we care.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, Shannon Jackson.
Heart emoji.
Welcome to the fam. Speaking of patrons, if you are a patron of ours, if you're not a patron of ours, do check it out. That's how you can directly support the show. We can't do it without you, and we do need more patrons. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about becoming a patron. And also, any patrons at the $5 minimum per month and up level can be part of our Discord if you so desire. Just chatting throughout the week. We've got a good group in there. Hi, everybody. Hi, Discorders.
Hey, guys.
It's great, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, that'd be so great. Yeah, we're still talking about last week's episode. It's super fun. Lots of things to talk about, so please join us. We would seriously love to see you there. And if you want to join, you can just ping us on Patreon, and we will send you a super secret code so you can get in. Ooh. But you do need an actual code to get into Discord.
Yeah,
so
it's an easy process. Yeah, just ping us, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a nice email from Corey. Speaking of somebody catching up on past episodes, Corey wrote in, had a few notes, and he had real nice stuff to say to you, Heather, about the loss of your father recently, and that it sounded like you had a really beautiful relationship together, and, you know, to live his legacy and have memories is important and precious. He also mentioned your ongoing home renovation, because you've been talking about that a lot lately, and particularly paint. And Corey says, I bought a condo that was built in 1988 and it hadn't been touched since. So picking out paint colors, not an easy task. I was back and forth with the local paint shop with a mixing of my colors that they likely pegged me as a Karen, whatever.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then he also said, as for appliances made by the company Smeg, that Corey says, I'm not the only one that thinks of the word Smegma when they see Smeg.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, you guys have ruined me, because now when I look at my oven, I think of it. So you guys have ruined me. No, but I still love my oven.
I mean, listen.
It's very cool.
You know, it's Smeg is a great company. I like their products. It's just a thing I think about briefly every time I see the word.
I totally agree. And where does smegma come from anyway? That is the weirdest word. I mean,
I thought you were going to like ask me what it is, and I'm like, you really want to get into it?
No, I do. I do know. It is, and it totally has a bit of onomatopoeia style, because it's like sounds like what it is.
Heather.
It's. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Too early.
I still love my stove, but Corey, thank you so much for taking the time to write in about all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're catching up on old episodes, because there's so much stuff
out
there.
You don't want to miss
it. Over 100 episodes.
Yeah, it's really, really important to go back to those.
It really
those past
is.
Episodes. We're kidding, of course, but yeah, it's you listen at your pace, and thanks for writing in, because we love the feedback, even if it's a few weeks. You know, whatever we talked about a few weeks ago, it's all good.
It's all good.
And honestly, the shows, you know, we're at 112 episodes, and so. I couldn't really tell you what I talked about in episode 105, Heather. You know, I can go back and look, but, you know, it's my memory sometimes fails me. So it's kind of nice to get a reminder of like, we were talking about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And if you want, you can go to our website, havesuchagoodday.com. It's a real fun little site, and it's got all of our stuff listed. So maybe there'll be a subject that will catch your eye from episode 19. I mean, can you remember what we did on episode 19?
No, I can't even remember episode 105.
I don't remember what year or month.
I don't even know where I lived. In episode 19. I've lived a few different places. You know, it might have, could have been, who knows? Could have been.
Speaking of memory, I often don't even remember. I have to like stop and think about what day it is when I wake up in the morning. Like, I'll be like, oh, okay, wait, is it Saturday? Is it Thursday?
I think we all go through that.
That's a pandemic thing, I think, too.
Yeah. It is. I don't know. I'm always doing that. I kind of know. I don't know. It really does depend on the day. My weeks are so structured, where like I do something different on Monday morning than I do on Wednesday morning than I do on, you know, Saturday. But then there's all the wild card stuff. where it's like, you know, the needing to go get that toilet paper kind of thing. It's like, well, I don't just always do that on Monday. I just, it's like as needed kind of stuff. So that always, I get thrown off easily where I'm like, okay, this is Tuesday, but it's a weird Tuesday. So it's going to feel weird, but then Wednesday kind of goes back to normal. But then I'm going to be like, what day is it on Wednesday? Because I had a weird Tuesday. Anyway, yes.
The pressure always comes off for me on like Wednesday, hump day. You know, like Wednesday, and then Thursday's even cooler, and Friday's even more relaxing. We digress as usual, but we hope you guys have a really great day and week and month and life. And, you know, we hope you join us again next week for more crazy antics. And
Indeed. All right, we'll be back doing it next week. And we'll take all our notes of all the weird stuff that happens between now and then and be back with more fun Kirkland goodies in episode 113.
That's right.
Until then, I will stay Sarah.
And I will stay Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.